producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know what to do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1EE, Bradley Dean 1EE. That's my Twitter account. And folks, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio and or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We know that's true. Because we see that today the American people are being led about by a bunch of brainless, useful idiots called politicians in this country. And we can see where it's bringing us directly to the ditch. Our nation is being turned into hell because the American people fail to govern themselves. As a matter of fact, there's no denying our elected representatives in Congress are sent to Washington in part to govern and, when necessary, make constitutional laws. According to what? Well, common law. According to the established law that God has implemented, Exodus 18:21. Those that represent we the people, they receive a fair compensation. Did you know that, folks, representatives make on an average of $174,000 per year and are then permitted to earn a limited outside income, receive a tax deduction for personal expenses, taxpayer-covered health insurance, and the benefit of participation in luxurious government employee retirement programs? They are sometimes exempt from compliance with certain undesirable laws and when they claim congressional immunity when they break the law. How does that work? That's double talk. That's a double standard. When in fact, folks, again, they're supposed to uphold and magnify the constitutional laws, not to tear them down and recreate them in their own image, or to play the despot, or to play the demigod. These laws apply to you, America, you American peasants, but they need not apply to us. And we've seen this over and over and over and over again. So what I'd like to do today, and I'm going to get to this soon enough, friends, but I'm going to bring you down the road of crime concerning those that serve we the people. You know, another thought I had when I was thinking about, what am I going to talk about on the radio today, Lord? One of the thoughts that went through my mind, in my heart first, of course, because God speaks to the heart, not the head. That comes secondary. Interestingly enough, what came to my mind was, wait a second, how is it that these politicians, they go in with little to nothing, they make $174,000, speaking of our average paid representative, and interestingly enough, over the years, they accumulate this wealth where they leave where they're millionaires. Like for example, you look at the liar-in-chief in the White House. There's nothing else I could really call him, folks, to equate it or to find it out to be true, because that is true. But it's interesting interesting how this loser, this lowlife, he's never ran a candy store a day in his life. But interestingly enough, my son went online yesterday to see what his net worth was. And we're trying to figure out why the guy that's never ran a candy store, but America, you've allowed him to run your country into the ground, to say the least, over the last 7 years, where he is now worth $7 million. How does that work? How is it that these representatives get into office, they have nothing, and again, over the years, they accumulate all this wealth? You ever wonder where that wealth is coming from? Is it legal? Is it lawful? Is it because they're selling your country down the river to special interests? I bet it is. So, folks, what I'm going to do today on the radio show here at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, only here at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, is we're going to pull the cover off those that serve we the people, and we're going to look at the history of who they are and what sort of crimes have they committed that the American people are not aware of, but yet they're still there accumulating their wealth day after day, off the backs and the ignorance of the American people that tolerate them. Well, we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes, folks. Holding in account the modern-day politicians. But before we do that, friends, I'd like to jump over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, if I may, to highlight some of the articles that were just posted. VA Senator, this is great. And, folks, this is how we do it. If I could sing, I would start singing, "This is how we do it." But Virginia Senator threatens to defund governor's armed security detail over AG's gun stance. See, no longer are they going to recognize those that have permit to carries or concealed carry weapons, their permits. He's not going to acknowledge them anymore in Virginia, which shuts down, I believe, up to 25 states. So one of these wise guys, one of those representatives that really works for the people, one of those guys, rare as hen's teeth though they may be, a needle in the haystack though they are, he stood up and he actually wanted to magnify the Constitution against the crimes of those that serve we the people, namely the governor in the state of Virginia. So this senator came about, and he's threatening to defund the governor's armed security detail over the AG's gun stance. Of course! Why not? That's what he should be doing. I'm sorry, the Attorney General, forgive me. The Democratic Attorney General, he wants to just disannul, or he wants to bring it where he doesn't have to recognize any longer those that have a permit to carry in other states, the way that Virginia always has. And yes, it is 25 states. From North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, Arizona, Alaska, Arkansas, Delaware, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, again, Montana, Nebraska, again, New Mexico, North Dakota, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and South Dakota, and much, much more. Washington, Wisconsin, Wyoming. He doesn't want to acknowledge the fact that they have a right to carry. So again, a guy doing his job, I'm saying this on purpose, a senator is threatening to defund governors' armed security detail over AG's gun stance. That's right, if he approves it, is what he's saying. So the governor and the attorney general are involved in this little scam because they want to disarm the American people is what they want to do, and they're inching towards it incrementally on a daily basis. But again, here comes a senator, stands up and said, well, then let's disarm you. No, you can't do that. Folks, do you see what this individual's doing? He's doing what needs to be done and putting them in their place. It's a spiritual law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Listen, if you want to disarm us, then we're going to disarm you. That's right. And keep in mind, America, they work for us. We don't work for them.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking about a couple things here. Just talking about how a senator in Virginia is actually going after the attorney general along with the governor, stating that if you want to basically disannul the permits, that those that have a right to carry hold in 25 states, then we're going to go ahead and pull down your security detail as well. Of course, you know as well as I do that didn't fare very well, but that's exactly how you need to respond to these criminals. And criminals they are. They're not doing their job. But before I said that, friends, I'd actually brought up, you know, isn't it interesting how these individuals, they go in to represent we the people, and they go in there, they have little to nothing, but for some reason they're paid $174,000 a year, okay, on your backs, America, and outside of that, they accumulate wealth over the years. Let me contrast that with in 1789, did you know those that represented we the people were paid $6 a year? And they weren't there every day, neither, America. Squandering away your rights by creating some bureaucracy or some policy to lay more burden on your back. But again, man is complaining about man's 10,000 commandments because he fails to get back to God's 10 commandments. It really comes to that. Read Jeremiah 6:16. Well, not too long ago, there was an ineloquent Yale University graduate who turned Texas congresswoman, her name being Sheila Jackson Lee. Oh, my goodness. Folks, for those that don't know who Sheila Jackson Lee is, you do need to understand that she is the shame of Texas. How she survives in the state of Texas, I have no idea. This woman thinks the Constitution is 400 years old. She thinks that Neil Armstrong landed on Mars in 1969. This is straight out of her own corrupt mouth. She says homicide is the leading cause of murder. We're talking about Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. She says North and South Vietnam are living peacefully side by side. This is what you tolerate, America. Sheila Jackson Lee, rep from Texas, says the Constitution gives her the power to discriminate against the disabled. She claims that she's a freed slave. Yes, she's a black woman, friends. And it goes downhill from there. I wanted to put some defining marks on Sheila Jackson Lee before I actually highlight the fact that it's interesting because, again, Sheila Jackson Lee suggested a little language change in American political circles. And she said, what language this woman speaks is a mystery, but she may have a valid point. Is the Queen right? Speaking of Sheila Jackson Lee. Is it time we remove the stigma associated with living off the taxpayer? Well, not really. But while we're discussing this sensitive lexiconic tweaking, I know, I would like to suggest another idiolect change that would transition towards the 21st century, another antiquated and less than accurate term currently used in political circles. Okay, the term I'm referring to is legislator. It was recently reported, America, over half of our elected federal legislators and median net worth now exceeds $1 million. Folks, you want to talk about Judas and the wife of Judas selling your country down the river? They're in the boat, too. They just don't realize it. But, folks, our elected federal legislators' net worth now exceeds $1 million. For the first time in American history, our federal legislature is run by a millionaire majority. But given our overworked public servants' undeniable good fortune, I just think we need a more appropriate and modernized title for our elected officials. Therefore, I suggest we transition the term legislator to wealthy opportunist. Or how about a wealthy parasitic opportunist? That even sounds a little bit better. A complete list of our wealthy parasitic opportunist financial disclosures, courtesy of Center for Responsive Politics, folks, can be found online if you'd like to check those out. Do go check it out. You do need to understand. For some reason, even in a down economy, our legislators always seem to experience annual increases in individual income greater than the average American gross annual income. Moreover, their investment strategies, influenced by insiders' information, of course, always seems to be spot on and produce rates of return unseen in middle American circles. Did you know that General Electric is Congress's most popular investment bet? In addition, while the United States is swallowed by a debased currency, crippling debt, unemployment, stagnant GDP, globalization, and poverty, our millionaire-run government refuses to pass a budget. Has anybody taken the time to open their eyes and see what's in front of your face, friends? Just last, what was it, a week and a half ago, this $1 trillion omnibus bill, friends, they were trying to sell it to you like they just gave you $650 billion of tax cuts, when in fact they laid a $1 trillion tab on your front door. And they acted like they were doing you a favor. Furthermore, it was Paul Ryan, Judas himself, and we knew this years ago, but Judas himself is the one that sold the Republican Party down. Let me say it this way. He sold the American people down the river. He gave Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted, four times over what Barack Hussein Obama was asking for concerning Muslim immigration. And did you know that that omnibus bill also cut $6 billion from our veterans to give to illegal immigrants? This is what they didn't tell you. That which was in the $1 trillion omnibus bill. Did you know that Paul Ryan didn't want to build the wall to support the American people that are refusing to take in illegal immigrants coming from the southern border? Pay attention to the north as well, friends, as well as the west and the east, friends. Don't just think it's the southern border. They want to get your eyes off the ball is what they want to do. Sleight of hand. But did you know that he didn't want to support the Constitution? He didn't want to support the laws that condemn illegals coming into America. This is Paul Ryan I'm speaking of. The individual that sold you down the river, America. All of you, together, like it or not. There's no broken parties there. He sold you all down the river. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. That's the message, if you're paying attention. But has anybody taken the time to look at Paul Ryan's house? Did anybody see that big, tall metal fence around his home protecting him and his family from you and the people that he serves, just like the President of the United States of America, just like many of these other representatives, friends? They fail to do their job, but I'll tell you what, they don't fail to protect themselves against you, do they? Of course not. If people would only open their eyes to as what they're allowing to take the helm of this country and where they're bringing us, friends, they're attempting to establish something called a new world order, like it or not. It's scriptural, friends. It's sure to come. I'm not saying we're there, but I'm telling you that there's a whole lot of useful idiots that have learned nothing from history. And I'm not just talking about those that have the helm. I'm also talking about those that are allowing them to steer the country in that direction. Hey, folks, while the United States is, again, swallowed up by debased currency, crippling debt, unemployment, stagnant GDP, globalization, and poverty, our millionaire government refuses to pass a budget. Rationalizes overspending, neglects to prosecute widespread fraud within corruption and manages to raise billions of dollars, much of it is tax exempt, in campaign cash, all on our worthless dime. Most of you probably do not like wealthy, parasitic opportunists like Sheila Jackson Lee, the shame of Texas. See, because she exemplifies the consequence of an ignorant electorate. But also because she is often a great source of collective amusement in Houston. See, folks, I want you to understand something. Some people think it's funny to make amusement out of these politicians that are destroying their own country. I don't see anything funny about it. Speaking of, again, Sheila Jackson Lee, how people like to make fun of her, or the President of the United States, how people like to make fun of her. Or what about those people that say, oh, you know, I just don't get involved in politics, man. They're just terrible. What is that like, going to fix the problem or something by turning away from your obligation and your duty to preserve your country for your posterity? You see people like that? Isn't that crazy when you run into people like that, friends? Not just making fun of them, but the point that I'm making here, friends, is the joke's on you, America. I'd love you enough to tell you the truth. It's on us for tolerating this racial idiocy.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sons of Liberty, final shout-out, 1-866-582-9933, trying to jam as much information into the hour that we have, and which is allotted to us today, by the mercy of God. Amen. Brand new, sonsoflibertymedia.com, House Democrats push resolution to condemn hate speech against Muslims. Folks, just like I told you 6 years ago, on the heels of the homosexuals is the radical Muslims. Here you have it. They're trying to shut down their attacking Amendment 1 and Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights. Those go, everything else goes. Okay? This is what they're zeroing in on. Why? Well, let me go back to my point. Hey, by the way, Sam, do you got that ready? Here is Nancy Pelosi. I want you to, folks, when I say something, I always want to back it up with it coming straight out of the mouth of the horse. Okay? In this particular situation, this is Nancy Pelosi talking about the mandate. Constitutionally, can you tell us how the health care mandate is constitutionally justifiable? Go ahead, Sam.
Specifically, does the Constitution grant Congress the authority to enact an individual health insurance mandate?
Are you serious?
Did you hear what she said, French? She said, "Are you serious?" Nancy Pelosi, when confronted with asking, this reporter asked her to make reference to the Constitution to justify the health care mandate. She said, "Are you kidding? Are you kidding?" She knows nothing of what the Constitution says. She's taking orders from special interest groups, friends. That is criminal in this country. That is criminal. Do you guys remember when Pelosi was asked concerning the topic of the right to bear arms? And she made reference. Do you have that up, Sam? Okay. Interestingly enough, she made reference to the wrong amendment. Because when this reporter asked her the question, it wasn't spoon-fed to her. It took her off guard. But do you think someone that is given the helm concerning our country should know what the founding documents say, friends? I would think so. But when they're asked by reporters, by those that aren't paid to report on what they're told to report on, the state-controlled narrative, like real journalists, guess what happens? They don't know how to respond. Yet that's what they're supposed to do, friends. Go ahead, play that for us, Sam. I'm curious.
But I think that you took one piece of it. We're talking about no further sales of assault weapons. What is the justification for an assault weapon? No further sales of those. No further sales of the increased capacity, 30. The gun we're talking about, background checks, which is very popular, even among gun owners and hunters.
She's lying.
We avow the First Amendment. We stand with that and say that people have a right to have a gun to protect themselves.
Folks, okay, thanks, Buggy. She said, we avow, we stand with the First Amendment. Folks, it's not the First Amendment, it's the Second. She got freedom of speech mixed up with the right to bear arms. How long has this woman been there? That's another question I have for you. Why is it that she's so wealthy? And going back to my point, friends, are they legislators or wealthy parasitic opportunists, friends? That's exactly what they are. And we've been highlighting none other than Sheila Jackson Lee to the shame of Texas, folks, and how she is stupider than a rock, for a nicer way of saying it. And folks, let me say it this way too. You can't fix stupid. And folks, stupid they are. But you know who's stupider than the stupid? The people that allow them to hold the helm and drive the country into the ground. They're laughing at you. Well, people are making fun of these people, like Jackson Lee's racial idiocies. Folks, they're laughing at you. They're creating wealth. They're garnering themselves wealth, folks, out the stupidity of the American people. They're destroying your country. They are taxing you to death, America. And the joke is on you. I'm just conveying the message. Don't shoot the messenger, okay? But we're just talking about two individuals here, Sheila Jackson Lee out of Texas and Pelosi, the witch herself, out of California. And folks, I could do a five-hour show showing you the idiocies that you tolerate concerning those that are garnering wealth off your backs. As a matter of fact, from 2004 to 2012, Sheila Jackson Lee, an outspoken advocate for disadvantaged Americans, managed to transition her living funds substantially. In 2004, Lee was listed as the 335th wealthiest member of the U.S. Congress. How did she do that? And this all after and during the greatest economic downturn since the Great Depression. But where'd Sheila Jackson go? Sheila Jackson Lee, she moved on up to the 216th spot on the list of the wealthy, parasitic opportunists in Congress. How are they getting wealthy, friends? They're selling you down the river. How come our conservative friends are not telling you this information, friends? Or is it because maybe they're making $20 million a year by just doing what they're told and they could care less because them and their families are set for the rest of their lives? I bet that's probably the case. The next time you put your support behind a candidate controlling your lives and now attempting to apparently control our language, as I just highlighted, concerning House Democrats' resolution to condemn hate speech against Muslims. Wow, folks. Wow, folks. Folks, this is a foreigner doing this to you. Do you not realize that? Folks, I would ask you to investigate their loyalties. Not for nothing, but at least you may benefit financially from following their investment advice over your brokers. And folks, I want to go back to this because I was thinking about this morning. Look at all of these groups who have no part in any constitutional negotiations. I'm talking about atheist groups in America. 1793, Ben Franklin said there was no such thing as an atheist. Nope, because everybody was fighting for the freedoms in which we now have today. 238 years later, Sheila Jackson, not 400. These communist groups. I mean, folks, it's like you're like through the ACLU, they come into America. We know what Roger Baldwin said, the head of the organization of the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. He said the end of the ACLU is communism. It's like having one of the representatives from Russia come over here and begin to negotiate and gut the pith and marrow of our God-given rights only to subject ourselves to a communist organization in America. That's exactly what you've done. It's the same thing with where the atheists are trying to put you. It's the same thing with what the Muslims are trying to do with you right now, folks. And by the way, all of these groups of people, same thing with the homosexuals, all of these groups of immoral, debased reprobates, you do need to understand, friends, they're useful idiots being used to upend your sovereignty. They have no constitutional eligibility, or do they have any part in negotiating what our Constitution says, because they are enemies to the Constitution. But America, you've let them win the day. You let them rule the roost. You let them take the helm. You let them create the chaos. You let them lie to you. You let them steal from you. All of which God said, thou shalt not. But because you gave them a pass, guess what? Oh, Bradley, I hear you say this all the time. Good, I'm going to say it again. They will always do whatever you let them get away with. They stand in contrast to the Constitution of the United States of America. Why are you allowing them to win the day? Because you will no longer enforce the law. That's why. It's when you begin to understand that you are the law, then and only then will things change. Folks, so many of these groups in America, they're so unconstitutional, they're so un-American, they have no business operating in the United States of America. And now we see this administration handpick these individual groups and empower them through your tax dollars, only to further oppress and destroy your own country. As God said, that's exactly that's what would take place, and that's exactly what is taking place. Sorry to say it, friends. Hey, folks, love him or hate him, Thomas Edison said, in truth, the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Folks, I just named off a couple groups. I mean, folks, I can go back to Hillary Clinton. I just posted this yesterday. It's absolutely amazing. Just on one of my websites, over 70,000 views. Hillary Clinton, folks, as a 27-year-old staff attorney for the House Judiciary Committee during the Watergate investigation back in the 70s, Hillary Rodman was fired by her supervisor, a lifelong Democrat, Jerry Zeifman. And when asked why Hillary Rodman was fired, Zeifman said in an interview, because she's a liar, she's unethical, she's a dishonest lawyer, she conspired to violate the Constitution and the rules of the House and the rules of the committee and the rules of confidentiality. And now, America, you have so emboldened her, now she's going to run for the presidency of the United States of America. Wow. I mean, this is like crazy thinking stuff. I mean, can you imagine what foreign people are thinking about us as Americans for tolerating this crime in our government, friends? In America, it's not getting better, it's getting worse. Folks, what I'm going to do right when I come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to highlight, within my last segment, the modern-day politicians and a list of their crimes. A list of their crimes. Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican, which you are, America, Article 4, Section 4, only only when the will of the majority of you good people ceases to be the law. Come on, America. We can do this. One nation under God. Come on, America. We can do this, patriots. We can do this, Christians and conservatives. All one and the same.
At the Friends of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, doing live radio, thinking through some of the things that I need to convey to you during this hour in which we have. And it was President James Garfield who said in 1877, "Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to present or represent them in the national legislature." In the next centennial, if it does not find us a great nation, it will be because those who represent the enterprise, the culture, and the morality of the nation do not aid in controlling the political forces. So that's where you can go back to Edmund Burke when he said, "Evil prevails because good men do nothing." As a matter of fact, Edmund Burke also said that kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects become rebels from principles. And really what that comes back to is a disobedient people unto God. And when they depart wickedly from God, this is what's going to happen to that nation. Because God said in Psalm 9, verse 17, "I'll turn that nation into hell." And that's what we're beginning to see. I want to let you know, here's some encouraging points, though. because that's my end aim. 90% law, 10% grace. 90% law, 10% grace. Folks, it's not as bad as they want you to believe it is, because if it was, we wouldn't be here right now. So here's the encouraging word. Just like Scripture and Gospel, we have to respond to the good news, because the Gospel justifies those that believe and act upon the Word of God. It's a verb. It's an action word. Okay? So I want you to understand that you still have the freedom to do the right thing when you act out the faith in which you have in your heart, and the hope that which you have in your heart, which is what? Given to you by the truth. So therefore you have to respond to the truth given. But here, I have to hit this really quick. And this is just crazy stuff. But did you know that 29 members, 5.4% of the members of Congress, have been accused of spousal abuse? These are your representatives, America. Seven, that's 3.1%. Of those that represent you, I don't know how they get the 0.1 in there. Is that like his arm or something? Have been arrested for fraud. By the way, these are the ones that have been caught, friends. Okay? 3.6% have been accused of writing bad checks. 117, that's 21.9%, have bankrupted at least two businesses. Three, that's 0.6, have been arrested for... Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah. The percentage of the body of those that represent we the people.
Yep.
That just took me a second to figure out.
I thought there was like, said, what's it like, his arm?
Well,
or
I'm
something.
Trying to be funny about it, but I'm also trying to make a serious point. But I'm, right. I'm killing, you're probably looking at me like, what an idiot.
No, absolutely
okay.
Not. No.
Okay. So three of them, 0.6, have been arrested for assault. Did you want me to give you another chance to shoot back at me?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I didn't think you were an idiot at all.
Okay, 71, that's 13.3%, have credit reports so bad that they can't even qualify for a credit card, yet they're running your country into the ground. See, this is the demigod attitude, friends. Either you're going to be ruled by God, or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God, or you're going to at length be ruled by the bayonet, and you can bet your bottom dollar that's where this is going. These people mean to squash you, America, that you tolerate. They mean to destroy your rights that God has bestowed upon you. They mean to fundamentally transform America, say they, in unison, in alliance. But I want to tell you something. Maybe it's time for all you corrupt politicians to read Isaiah 36 and Isaiah 37. Because I always hear the good reports at least once a day. That's why I get up. Dreadfully at times, though it may be, I still get up with hope in my heart that we can win the day. Why? Because Christ gives me that hope. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying. It's been one of those days, Steph.
Yes.
All right. It's been a good day. And I'm lit.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really lit. You know, the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, right? I'm lit.
Say, are you on fire?
You know, the Lord said, my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. I'm on today.
Amen.
Amen.
Bring it down, Brother Dean.
That's what I was waiting for,
bring
girl.
Bring it down.
Mm-hmm. 71 have credit reports so bad they can't even qualify for a credit report. 14 of those that represent you, that's 2.6%, have been arrested on drug-related charges. By the way, you might want to do a little more homework on that, folks, because Clinton's administration was infiltrated with cocaine escapades, might I say. Partying, women, drugs. But America, you've known that for a long time too. Going on, 8, that's 1.5%, have been arrested for shoplifting. Even going back, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, America, but people were even suspecting if Barack Hussein Obama was high during the Benghazi attacks, because they were literally watching through drones as to what was taking place in Benghazi. There are some people, you can go ahead and do a Google search, and you'll find out that what I'm telling you is exactly right on the money. And for those that did not know who George Bush Jr. was, well, he was a cokehead, of course. Everybody knew he was a cokehead. You know, as he tells the American people that he's a Christian man. And interestingly enough, you hear these unedited audios of him GD and everything and F and everything. That's when he doesn't have Ozzy Osbourne in the People's White House honoring him. Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne honoring him. Well, George Bush, W. Bush says, you know what, Mom loved your stuff, Ozzy. Honoring him. And America fell for the fact that he was a Christian. There's nothing new under the sun. That's what tyrants do. They say what the people want to hear, but in private they believe none of them. They live accordingly. Holding in account the modern-day politician. Did you know that 8 of your representatives, that's 1.5%, have been arrested for shoplifting? Hey, folks, do you understand why the state-controlled media spent so much time on me? Do you understand why the bloggers spent so much time on me? Do you know why the communists spend so much time on me? Because they hate being uncovered, don't they? 21 of those that represent We the People's 3.9% are current defendants in lawsuits. 84, that's 15.7%, were stopped for drunk driving in 1998 alone, but were released after they claimed congressional immunity. In other words, they felt that they were above the law. You're not above the law. You're not above the people. I want to put that into perspective. The people are catching on. The people are awake. Now the people need to respond.
That's right. And we're responding every single day of the week here at the Sons of Liberty by making sure that we are doing what we are called to do, and that is to seek and save that which is lost. And for those of you who want to be a part of what we are doing, we ask for your help. We need your help to be able to continue to be out there with the people and continue to do what we do. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I don't want to sound like an infomercial, because I'm sincere when I say we appreciate so much all of our sons and daughters of liberty out there, all of you who have faithfully supported this work, whether it's been $5 to whatever amount it might be. We are so grateful for all the support over the years for the Sons of Liberty. And for those of you who have thought about maybe jumping on board and you say, well, hey, you know, I thought about it, but I've never actually done it. Now is the perfect time. We're starting the beginning of a new year. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says become a son or daughter of liberty. It's so easy, even I can do it, and I'm not very computer illiterate when it comes to all that stuff, or illiterate, I should put it that way. But you can choose your level of membership.
Of all words you had to use,
the
right?
Wrong
when you
one.
Screwed up there.
Yeah, that's right. But I am sincere in saying that you can choose your level of membership. It's very easy to do. You just plug in your information. If you would like us to do it for you, you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Our monthly sponsors are really the foundation of what we do as a ministry, because it's consistent support that comes in. For those of you who would just like to give a one-time donation, many of you are thinking about doing year-end donations. It's not too late yet. Please do call 1-866-233-0747 or simply pop online where it says become a son or daughter of liberty, and you can check the box to make it a one-time gift as well. For those of you who have received our direct mail, if you are a supporter of ours, you will see all the highlights from 2015 where we have been, literally, we have been to schools, universities, inner city kids outreaches, tea parties, churches. We have done so much this year to preach the gospel in season, out of season, wherever we go. And, you know, when we're at home, we're preaching it anyway. At a gas station, grocery stores, we don't change and take one hat off and one hat on.
A double-minded man unstable in all of his ways. It's a good thing I didn't have to use the word illiterate with that.
Because you would have just said unstoppable.
Hey, guys, listeners, we love you guys with our heart. First down 3:18. Have a happy new year. I'm just giving you a little force. Cursor. Be right back. 23 hours. Love you. See ya. Bye.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.